Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. So since launching this podcast in August last year, we have now had 133,000 listeners in total. So thank you very much for listening. In this week's episode, I chat to Sanjit Malik. He's the co-founder of Townscript. Townscript is India's leading self-serve event registration and ticketing platform. Launched in late 2013, they have served more than 7,000 events, majority in India and other countries like US, Singapore and Australia. Awesome stuff. So we talk about how we got started, startup culture, and what he has learned from being an entrepreneur to what excites him most about this startup, and much, much more. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Sanjit. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi, Neil. Thanks for calling me.
Brilliant.
Happy to connect with you.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're building, please.
Yeah, so my name is Sanjit Malik. So I'm co-founder of a company called Townscript. Townscript is a self-serve event registration and ticketing management platform for event organizers. So we started around 3 years back. We have been selling tickets for event organizers since last 3 years. We launched the basic product initially, and then we kept on developing the features. Right now, we are partnered with around 10,000 events in India and abroad. And we have been doing ticket sales worth of $500,000 per month. And more than 3,000 organizers, they use our platform. Right now, we are selling more than 40,000 tickets per month.
Excellent. And where did you get the idea from?
So basically, like initially when we started off, as an event networking app. Okay, so myself and my partner, my co-founder Sachin, so we both had a lot of interest in this industry, events and travel industry, specifically events. So my previous startup was also in travel space. So being very, very like we had a lot of interest in this space. So we started off with a with an idea of event networking. Okay, so we developed an app of event networking, which was helpful for attendees attending the event, and it was useful for them to network with each other during the event and after the event. Okay, so while selling the product, we realized that Indian event market was still like developing, and it was like in an immature stage. Okay, in an immature stage. So we realized like, okay, why don't we realized that the primary pain point for event organizers was helping them out in quickly selling off tickets for the events. Okay, so then we developed this platform, which was very self-serve, very easy to use. There were platforms which were catering to those events which happened at a very big scale, okay. But there was no platform for anyone who could just sign up and create their event page within a minute and then start selling tickets. So based on that, we realized that after talking to a lot of event organizers that there is a strong need of that kind of a platform. And then we started off with this platform. And then now we have been providing end-to-end value to the event organizers in managing tickets.
Excellent. So this is like a do-it-yourself event ticketing and registration platform. Excellent.
Yes, cool. Yes.
How big is the team?
So right now we are around 15 people in the company. Okay. So like the split is almost half of the team is in like product, more than half. Okay, 60-40. And 40% of the people are in marketing and also like customer success and operations.
Okay, excellent. And what's your specific role within the company?
I majorly take care of the business side of Townscript. So I have been involved in sales and marketing and customer success and basic operations of the company. So that's what I handle.
Okay. So it's a very competitive market. I mean, how do you go about marketing this platform?
So like when we started off, there were like couple of platforms who were there in the market. So then, but what we knew was like when we have to develop our own niche and we have to develop our own market. So in terms of competition in India right now, we are one of the leading platforms, might be the leading platform right now in India in our own niche. So we are the biggest platform for marathons. We are the biggest platform for conferences, tech conferences in India right now. So we have been able to develop our own niche, and now we are expanding our vertical. So in this whenever you are in a good market, there will be competition, right? So if you are not in a good market, there won't be any competition. So what we have to do is like we have to what we did was like we segmented our market in such a way, and then we identified that which are the segments which are like totally untapped, and we entered in those segments and became market leaders in those particular segments.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. How big is the actual events market in India?
So there are two things. Like one is majorly the research has happened on the entertainment and bigger sporting events market. So the market in which we are in right now, it's very fragmented and small and medium scale events. So there is no fragment for this market. There is no hardcore report from a big market research company. Okay, so for this entertainment side, the market is around 5,000 crores. That is what 5,000 crores is approximately $1 billion. Mm-hmm. The market is estimated for the fragmented side of the market. So with small and medium scale events, we have an assumption that it must be around $4 to $5 billion right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. So when you first started, how long did it take you to get your first customers and to make some money? And what was that like?
So initially when we started off, like we built a very basic product. Mm-hmm. Okay. It had really small, very, very simple, and just a form and just a payment gateway integrated with it. So we started selling with a very minimal and very basic product, and we were able to get our first customer within like 2-3 months. Okay. And so initially what we did was like, we tried to keep our pricing low because we were providing a very basic form plus payment gateway. But in a way, like when we used to go to the organizer, they used to tell, okay, if you develop this feature, I'll come to you. If you develop that feature, we'll come to you. So slowly, like after taking feedbacks from a lot of customers, we have been able to develop this product, which we have in the current form.
Excellent. And how did you meet your fellow founder?
So we both are Startup Leadership Program fellows. Mm-hmm. Okay. So one of our mutual friends who happens to be our first investor also. Mm-hmm. Okay. He was, his name is Mohit Garg. He connected me and my partner, mm-hmm. Sachin.
Excellent. And what's it like being a co-founder of a startup?
So it's been challenging, of course, like being a first time entrepreneur, like you learn a lot of things which you don't if you're working in a very big company. Okay. So the challenge, it's been extremely challenging. At the same time, the learning has been amazing, like a lot of learning. So you have to learn, otherwise you won't be able to survive. So what I do is like I generally read a lot on weekends and try to implement that on weekdays. Infinite learning. So you learn from marketing, sales, customer, product and product management. You'd learn everything. Like you have to learn finance also in order to run your company.
What would you say is the biggest thing you've learned so far?
So the biggest thing I what I've realized during the time is in order to make a successful company, the most important thing is having the right team, okay, and having the right developing the right team and developing the right culture in the company. So rest, if that is figured out, so rest of the things will definitely fall in place. So my biggest learning has been to hire the right people in the team and build the team that thinks that feels like this is our own product, this is our own company, and they are as passionate as you are to drive this company to the next level.
So you mentioned culture. I mean, do you have any tips on how startups build a culture? Must be difficult at the start.
So see, the culture, building a culture is extremely difficult, and hiring the right people is very, 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 very subjective and very difficult. So actually the people are the ones who build the culture, right? So the first 10 people, they are the drivers of the company. They build the culture of the company. So having the right people, having the people with the right mindset is extremely important. In the current stage, like when you are at a very small stage, like when you just start, you don't have money and you have to hire the talent to drive the company. So how to hire those right people in the company? So we need to find those kind of people who think, who want to build a company from a scratch, who get highness from building a company from a scratch. Even initially, like nobody will have much money, but definitely we can have an equity share with the early employees, and who are as passionate and to build a company like you are. So having the right people is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Over the next 12 months, then, what would you say are the critical milestones for the company?
So we want to reach a target where we are doing $1 million worth of tickets per month. Mm-hmm. And like we are the leader. We want to become leaders in all the major segments of the events. And right now we are doing excellent. We are growing 8x year on year. Our growth rate has been extremely high. So we are doing around 5-6 crore worth of tickets like a year back. Right now we are at a run rate where we are doing three crore, like $500,000 worth of tickets per month. So we want to reach a target of $1 million per month as soon as possible.
Excellent. So what excites you most about the startup?
So the best, like the excitement is like creating value, like you're being able to create value. And it, the feeling when you create something and it is being used by a lot of people, that feeling gives you such a highness that can't be explained. So it gives you like daily joys of life. So for example, like in our case, even we have been revenue generating from the day one, right? So even sometimes you don't get funding, it takes time to raise funds. Sometimes you have a bad day, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you have a bad day with some of your users, or you have a bad day because there was some bug in the product or any reason. But when you see like how the company is growing and how more and more people are using your product, that feeling is amazing. That's the best feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excellent. So being a co-founder, what takes up most of your time then?
So my main aim is to keep on growing the company. Mm-hmm. And my majority of time goes on focusing on how to grow this company to the next level. So that's very challenging. Like when you start and you keep on growing, initially it's very easy. Like as soon as you keep on growing, to grow with the same rate, it becomes really challenging. Mm-hmm. So that's where my majority of time goes to.
Excellent. And where do most of your customers come from? Is it email, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn?
So it's a combination of both outbound and inbound. Mm-hmm. Approach. So we have a very aggressive, small and sweet sales team. So we are extremely aggressive in terms of outbound approach. And we know that this market can be cracked if we are very good at inbound marketing. So we get a lot of customers through Google search, mm-hmm. social media, referrals. There is a lot of virality in the product as well. So if an influencer is using our product, okay, for example, I saw that you are one of the Ruby developers, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm not wrong. So yep. So we do RubyConf India, so which is a very popular conference in India. So in case some other conference organizers plan to organize an event, they will see that, okay, RubyConf India conference is using TownScript, so why don't we also use that kind of this product? So there is a lot of virality, the word of mouth, Google, like we acquire a lot of customers, like Google search, social media, and then we do a lot of outbound sales as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. Last few questions then. I mean, you've done a few startups. What mistakes, in your opinion, do first-time founders make? Because obviously a lot of startups do fail. I think it's about 80%.
Yeah. So one thing like which I personally feel is the most important thing is like before you start up or before I start up, right, is the market in which we are in. So the market should be extremely... There should be a very huge user base. Like depends on the kind of the product which you are building. So if you want to build a lifestyle kind of a business, it really doesn't matter that if your market is $100 billion, $200 billion. Okay, if you want to build a company at a very big scale, then you have to make sure that whatever you are building, your market should be big enough to be in. So whatever, like for example, you shouldn't be. For example, like we are an event ticketing platform, right? Mm-hmm. So if somebody comes, we are catering to a lot of different segments. We cater to a bigger chunk of a market, right? So if somebody tries to build a very niche product for, like for example, only for runs, small mm-hmm. runs, okay? So it's a very small market. If you are only relying on event ticketing in one segment, you won't be able to make a very big company out of it, right? So whichever market you are planning to start your company, just whatever product you're trying to build, just make sure that just try to figure out like how big is the market and how good is the market, how fast growing is the market. So growth of the market is also very important. Yeah.
What are your hobbies and interests away from work and talk and being on podcasts?
Hobbies, I like to read a lot. I like to read a lot. I read a lot of blogs. I read a lot of books. And apart from that, I like to travel as well.
Oh, nice. I mean, what blogs and books would you recommend to our listeners?
So few of my favorite books are Thinking Fast, Slow. Mm-hmm. It's a very good book on psychology, like how our brain works. It's a very beautiful book. Influence, it's a very good book if you're in business. And apart from that, few of my favorites, recently favorites, is Super Forecasting. It's a very good book if you like predicting things. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, I read a lot of marketing blogs. I read Moz blog. Moz is a very good community for marketers. I read Neil Patel. So very similar name.
Yep, yep.
Quick Sprout. Quick Sprout is the blog's name. It's a very good blog.
Yep.
Every marketer should read it. Apart from that, recently I started reading this Morgan Stanley's blog. They keep on doing a lot of research on markets. Mm-hmm. So that's a very good blog as well. Yeah.
I just want to ask you 4 quick fire questions now.
Sure.
Are you a tea drinker or a coffee drinker?
Coffee.
Okay. Are you a morning person or a night person?
Morning.
Okay. And what picture do you have on your smartphone home screen?
That's pyramid, Egyptian pyramid.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Nice. And what's your favorite food? You know, what's your idea of food heaven?
Chicken, tandoori chicken. Yeah.
Right. Nice one. Cool. So last question then, for people who want more information on you and Townscript, what must they do?
So we have a website, which is like very comprehensive. You'll get all the information about our website. I am very active on social media. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. So you can definitely reach out to me if you want to know more about my company or about myself. So I sometimes write on my blog, startupo2.com. So you can read my ideas, like whatever I think about marketing and stuff on that. And if you want to connect, I'm always available. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on the show today, Sanchit.
Thank you, Neil. Thanks a lot. Nice connecting with you.
Yeah, have a great week and good luck with Townscript.
Yeah, thank you so
Cheers,
much.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks to Sanchit for coming on the show today. If you want more information, please go to townscript.com. Thanks for listening and subscribing. If you like the show, please leave a comment on iTunes. Thank you for supporting the podcast, and I shall be back next week. If you want to come on the show, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet @IndianStartupSH, or please go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Would love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.